News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in the U.S. made the wrong decision in waiting nearly an hour for additional officers before breaching the classroom where a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers, a law enforcement official said on Friday, after days of mounting questions about the law enforcement response. Survivors, including children, were calling the 911 emergency number from the classroom long after 18-year-old Salvador Ramos had entered with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, while police officers were in the hallway outside the room waiting for more assistance, according to Colonel Stephen McCraw, director of the Texas Department of Public Safety.
For the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
Officers did not go into the classroom until more than an hour later, according to McCraw, when a U.S. Border Patrol tactical team used keys from a janitor to open the locked door and kill Ramos.
A decision was made that this was a barricaded subject situation. There was time to retrieve the keys and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the door and take on the subject at that point. That was the decision. That was the thought process at that particular point in time.
The National Rifle Association is beginning its annual convention in Houston, Texas, just days after the gunman killed 19 students and two teachers at the elementary school on the other side of the state. Leaders of the gun rights lobbying group were ready to, quote-unquote, reflect on and deflect any blame for this week's deadly shooting in Uvalde. Former President Donald Trump and other leading Republicans are scheduled to address the three-day gun industry marketing and advocacy event. Protesters are gathering outside. This is VOA News. People in the town of Uvalde are trying to come to terms with the shooting. The 18-year-old gunman died at the scene. As Michael Sullivan reports, the tragedy touches community members and those who are mourning alongside them.
In this town of barely 16,000 residents, nearly everyone has a connection to Robb Elementary School or one of the victims of some of the slain and injured children. Fernando Rodriguez is a student in fourth grade at Robb Elementary School. He was in the school when the shooter arrived, but escaped with teachers and other students through a window. Friends in another classroom were among those who died. Manny Alvarez asks why the teenage gunman could buy weapons so easily.
When they get 18, they can go and buy rifles and all kinds of ammunition and everything. I mean, I don't think that's right.
And what do you think can be done to stop these shootings?
The guns. That's what I think, the guns.
There are too many high-powered guns, Maria Alvarez said. This Nigerian immigrant drove here from his home in Austin, Texas, to pay his respects. He survived a mass spree shooting by a gunman in Midland and Odessa, Texas, in 2019. Shot three times, he was lucky to survive. Seven others did not.
So it's sad news when I heard this. The past 2 days, 3 days, I couldn't sleep. Decided to come over and pay my last, show some love.
He blames politicians for not protecting the children.
So it's so sad. Their blood is in the leader's hand.
A grieving community asking why these young lives were cut short. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Uvalde, Texas.
Russian forces in eastern Ukraine captured the center of the railway hub town of Lyman and encircled most of another city, Ukrainian officials said on Friday, as Kiev forces fell back in the face of Moscow's biggest advance for weeks. Ukraine said its forces still held new defensive lines in the eastern Donbas region, despite apparent Russian advances on two major fronts there that showed how momentum has shifted in recent days. Recapping our top story, police in the U.S. made the, quote, wrong decision in waiting nearly an hour for additional officers before breaching the classroom where a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers, a law enforcement official said on Friday, after days of mounting questions about the law enforcement response. Survivors, including children, were calling the 911 emergency number from the classroom long after 18-year-old Salvador Ramos entered with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, according to the director of Texas Department of Public Safety. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The hits, only the voice of America.